For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The solution for the modern era, drug prohibition. A million drug warriors fight for the right to eternal drug war. An everlasting call for more death, disease, destruction, and pain. This taken from Scott Morgan's blog. Fearful that their innocence might go undetected, some New Yorkers have taken to offering their bags for inspection without being asked. This bizarre behavior has perplexed police and may undermine adherence to the profiling proof math formula that supposedly determines who gets FaceTime with Officer Friendly. Seriously, though, who are these people and what do they want? Are they fervent cooperators eager to do their part in the war on terror? Is this just a hilarious prank? Perhaps they're creating a calculated distraction as their friends cruise by with bundles of that pricey contraband New York is known for. One thing is certain, to whatever extent this random search policy might result in the capture of actual terrorists, it doesn't help if overzealous volunteers keep cutting in line. Scott Morgan and Steve Silverman will be our guests this week on Cultural Baggage, and we'll discuss the release of their new DVD, Busted. Actually, it's about how not to get busted. If you'd like to receive a copy of their DVD, visit their website, flexyourrights.org. Now, I swear, this is taken from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Your kids are caught using drugs at school, and they say they got the drugs from you. Lose 5 family points. Texas Christian University's downward spiral board game turns players into chronic drug abusers, then usually kills them, but in the end, it's all for their own good. Clinics across the nation have been trained to use the Monopoly-style board game in the past decade to treat people who are addicted to drugs. According to the Dallas Morning News, the new police chief of Nuevo Laredo, Omar Pimentel, has adopted a Gandhi-like approach to law enforcement. Quote, "My message is very clear. I am not here to confront anyone. I am not here to fight. Drug crimes are for the federal forces to handle. They'll know what to do about that," end quote. Little wonder at his reluctance to fight the drug war, given that his predecessor was killed 6 hours after pinning on the badge. Once again on this week's Cultural Baggage, Steve Silverman and Scott Morgan of Flex Your Rights on Busted. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.